Thank you very much, my dear friend, for the time you take to listen to these audios week after week. I hope that through them, the good Lord has opened your eyes to more clearly see what He requires of you in your relationship with Him. If someone damaged your car, you would be perhaps a little angry, surely upset, because you would have to find the money to repair that car. But if someone damaged your child, your reaction would be altogether different. What am I trying to say? When things are personal to us, we value them, we treasure them, we guard them. And any threat to them elicits from us a very, very serious response. In the Ten Commandments, one of them is very personal to God. Of all the ten, here is what the Bible says about the fourth. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. It is His. It is personal to Him. Jesus said, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. God calls the seventh day in Isaiah 58:13, my holy day. The Sabbath, I say, is very, very personal to God. If this is the case, when we violate the Sabbath commandment, we are in a very, very serious sense offending God. All violations of God's Ten Commandments are offensive to God, but violation of the one that is most personal to Him must be most offensive. The Bible tells us, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The word keep means treasure, guard. God has taken something precious to Him and has said to you and to me, take care of this, protect it, treasure it, view it as highly as you can, keeping in mind that I view it highly. It is my day. Please take care of it. This is the trust God has placed in you and in me by giving to us or entrusting to us His holy day. I say again, above all the other nine commandments, all of which are important to God, the most personal is the seventh day Sabbath. If this is the case, what is your reaction to the seventh day Sabbath? What is your reaction to the fourth commandment? I pray, I hope, that as you appreciate and understand how personal the fourth day is to God, the fourth commandment, I should say, is to God, that you will make it precious to you. As you keep the Sabbath holy, that day that is personal to God, may the Lord bless you, doubly bless your children. Happy Sabbath, as you keep that personal day and you make it precious to you. God bless you and happy Sabbath.